And welcome to This or That, the show where we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Chris. With me today, as always, are Danielle.
Hello.
And Joshua.
Hey, baby.
Hey. If you're a longtime listener, then you know how this works. But if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we select a different topic to discuss. The topic will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. So let's reach into the jar and pull out a topic for this week. Today's topic is finding an infant in your bed or a disembodied human head in your bed.
Oh, no.
Let's discuss, guys. Right off the bat, questions.
is the infant alive?
Yeah. The infant is alive.
Okay, and I'm assuming this is a mystery infant, not like, oh, I recognize this infant because it's the neighbor's.
Oh, I have a child, and I put him in the bed, and then I found him in the bed. No, it is mystery
this
infant.
Is my
you
niece.
Are you have no children.
Okay.
Listen, intrigue episode, intrigue infant.
You know,
no one you know has infants. You've never heard of infants.
I don't know what an infant is.
You don't
is.
Know what they are. There's just this tiny human. Who is leaking.
Okay, we know what they are, right?
Yeah,
this particular one is just not one that's known to us.
Yes.
Okay. And
yeah.
The head?
Infant. Also not known to you.
That's almost better.
You know what they are. You know what a disembodied human head is. But this is not yours. Yours is somewhere else. This one is in your bed.
Well, yeah. I mean, I keep my disembodied head in my bed also, so is it next to mine?
Yeah, in this case, you'd have two then.
Okay.
Yeah, and I mean, that'd be shocking. Just one is fine, but two...
is excessive.
What is even happening?
It's like having three cats. It's just too much.
Oh, God, it's too just... much.
Yeah, when you're outnumbered by the disembodied human heads in your bed... then you know you have too many.
Agreed.
Okay.
Agreed.
So I have some conditions, questions on this, because if you find a baby in your bed, it seems to me pretty cut and dry. Like, you call. I mean, call the cops and be like, there's a baby in my bed. I don't know how they got here. They're going to think that you kidnapped it, I suppose.
Definitely.
And then the same thing with the disembodied head. They're going to think that you killed this person.
They're going to think you kidnapped it.
Yeah.
They're going to think you kidnapped that human head.
So.
Holding it for ransom.
However, you've got different choices here, because if you decide to not call the cops, you can always dispose of these things. Like, here's this baby. I think I'll just leave it at a hospital. Here's this head.
Oh, my God. I'm really glad you didn't go where I thought you were going to go.
Yeah, because you said dispose.
Oh. Yeah, no.
Because you said dispose.
I know, and I was kind of I'm just like...
and I thought you were just going to be like...
throw the baby in a lake.
Throw it in
no.
the dumpster.
No. Throw the head in the lake. Maybe.
Baby in the dumpster?
No.
No.
Nobody likes dumpster babies.
Nobody, no.
That baby will never find parents if it's found in a dumpster. It'll always be the baby that was found in the dumpster.
We like Josh. He's kind of a dumpster baby.
So, okay. When it comes to head disposal, I'm a little wary of that one, of that option.
Are you? Mm.
Yeah. Everybody has a goddamn camera in their pocket now, and there are CCTV and other types of cameras going all over the damn place.
So,
sure.
This is CCTV. This is what...
what?
Yeah.
Okay,
I,
so
I thought that was
this
cute.
Is where we ask if you're morally corrupt, because you can dispose of a head in pieces over time.
That's what I was thinking. Okay, so have you guys ever had, like, a big block of ice in a bag, and you have to, like, put it in another bag and then take a hammer to it just to, like, break it up? I'm
no, we have
pretty
an ice
sure
maker
that's what I would do
fridge.
With a disembodied human head I found.
So
you put it
in a bag, put that bag in another bag,
probably like
put it
four
in a box,
or five bags, honestly.
And then mail
and then
it.
Just like crush it up.
Yeah, just hit it with a big hammer. Maybe put a board on top and then hit the board with the hammer. I don't know. I mean, I'd play around. You know, I'd get creative.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
And then once it was in small enough pieces, you'd do what with it?
You'd be like Andy Dufresne in fucking
Just like a little bit in the trash every day?
Yeah, just a little bit in somebody's trash every day.
Or could you burn it? Could I put it in my fireplace?
Yeah, you probably could.
I bet it'd smell real, real bad.
It would
bad.
Smell like burning human flesh.
I think you'd still want to do it in small chunks and then burn it and then, like, grind up the bones and spread those somewhere.
You couldn't burn the bones?
I do not think so.
Hmm.
Okay, this has gotten kind of macabre all of a sudden.
You could bury it.
Someone
I don't think you
want
to do that.
No, because it could be found.
Mm. And you'd have to dig a really deep hole for animals not to disturb it.
That's true.
6 feet, right?
Right.
And I
you
just
could,
don't
ooh,
have the
okay. What if
energy for that?
Now I have this head which is all crushed and partially gooified and whatever, probably like halfway to rotting at this point. What if I just threw some lime in there in the bag, and then you know closed it up and just like threw it in the dumpster?
Or here's my idea.
Or, yeah,
what's your idea?
You get like something? A plexiglass box. That's open on the top.
I mean, as you do.
And you just fill it with some, like, formaldehyde or something. Okay. And you just put the head in there, and then you seal the top, and you put it on your shelf. And when people ask, you're like, oh, I'm just a weird guy, it's fake.
Or you could be like, oh, I found a disembodied head in my bed.
Okay, you wouldn't be haunted by this human head staring back at you. I would not want that in our home.
After a while, I think you could just convince yourself, oh, yeah, I bought that thing downtown somewhere.
I mean, got it at the state fair.
Yeah. This is probably going to bum Danielle out, but couldn't you just do the same thing with a baby?
Okay, this baby is alive. I don't love babies.
Oh, sorry, infant. Is infant the same as a baby? What's an infant?
It has to do with the age of the child. You know, infant versus toddler.
What's more adult? What's more human? Infant or...
They're both human.
Both technically human.
Yeah, but like real human.
Toddler is more human.
Toddler
is can
more
walk
human
around.
Than
toddler can speak sometimes.
Okay. So they're like a real person, whereas an infant is just like this
massive.
Chris, an infant is outside of your body. It can breathe. It can talk. We're not going to kill an infant.
Wait.
Wait, you said we.
We're not going to kill an infant?
You can
okay,
say
well,
you.
Fine,
but...
then I guess. Okay, so if we're not going to kill an infant, which I feel like
just
that's
the fact
an
that we
okay
had to say that.
Rule. Like, that's an okay line to draw in the
Thank
sand.
You.
Like, we're just not going to kill an infant. Fine. I'm thinking... Man, this is tough. I'm thinking infant, probably because if you call the police for an infant... You know, there's going to be a lot of paperwork and a lot of, like, a lot of questions and everything. But, you know, if you called the police, nobody's going to think you stole an infant. Like, nobody wants an infant.
People steal babies all the time.
With the infant, you just add a little bit of extra story to it. Oh, it's in my bed now. That's because I brought it in from outside because I found it outside of my house.
Ooh.
Like that.
Now,
then suddenly
you're
like a hero. You're not.
But here's the problem with that. Okay, so I've watched a lot of Law and Order.
Chung.
So I feel like I'm kind of a subject matter expert and on the criminal justice system, at least in the U.S.
Tell me about your art degree, Chris.
Graphic design. Thank you very
much. I
thought
it was sculpting.
No. I didn't get that degree because I like money. Also, I'm a terrible sculptor. Anyway, the point is, you never want to lie to the police, even if it's an innocent lie, because if they catch you in that lie, then they're going to think your whole story is fake.
Yeah. I feel like...
Whereas in this case, like, your whole story is not fake. Like, there was an infant in your... infant? Yeah, infant in your bed.
Yeah, you have to be committed to, like... I don't know. I'd have a really hard time not telling the truth about either of these things because I'm a terrible liar.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you're boned.
Yeah.
But
so,
Josh
wait,
and I
are
might
you
be
saying
able to
after you've disposed of the head, you would still want to tell someone about it?
No, I'm saying that if questions came up about either of these things, I would find it incredibly difficult to lie. Because I can't lie. I'm bad at lying.
So here's the other thing. Let's say with the head we don't dispose of it. We call the police.
Yeah.
There's no physical evidence linking you to the decapitation of this person.
You'd like to think so.
Except for the human head in your bed.
There's no choppy instrument. There's no...
Well,
there's
exactly.
No, where's the body?
Choppy instrument?
Yeah.
Choppy instrument.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Where's
like
the
those
body?
Those are the two words.
As opposed
yeah,
to choppy a instrument. Slicey yes. instrument.
Yeah.
This is a choppy.
Or a bashy instrument.
Oh, no, it's not a bashy. We know that.
Right. Clearly, it's not a bashy instrument.
No, it's a choppy instrument.
A choppy one. You've been... You watch a lot of CSI, don't you? Like, that's how you know the correct terminology for all these different
it's
instruments.
An industry
and
term.
I am a subject matter expert.
Subject matter expert.
In forensics.
I think these questions that you're asking, like, where's the human body? Human body? Where's the body? Where's the instrument? The bashy or the slicey or the cutty
you
or whatever
you said?
You don't
know these things when you have to make the decision. So I would assume we don't know these things either.
Right. Those are questions that the police are going to be asking you over and over and over again.
So, okay. I think in either instance, I want to avoid the police, even if I'm telling the truth, because it is very much a thing that people are made to commit or are made to admit to things that they have never done because the police are putting so much pressure on them.
Yep.
Sure.
And I don't want to be that person.
No. Especially in these two instances. Like, I don't mind, I don't know, getting a parking ticket, even though I don't own a car, but, like, a disembodied head or a rogue infant that just happened to be in my bed, like,
infant.
No.
He's got a bandana and everything.
Well, yeah, that infant went rogue. Like, I don't know where it's supposed to be.
Okay,
like,
but
nah.
Let's say we go to the police for the baby.
Yeah.
What's our prison sentence for kidnapping a baby?
Ooh, looking it up.
I mean, it's still healthy. It's still there. It's doing its baby thing. So we're not going down for murder on that one.
Kidnap, baby, prison, sentence?
Go to Yahoo Answers. It'll know.
Seriously.
Kidnapping laws and penalties. Wow. This is...
Also... If it's since this baby is a baby, it's underage. Do you get put on the registry just from kidnapping it? Even though, I mean, you didn't do anything to it. Like, there was no. I'm not gonna say it.
Oh, like on the sexual offenders registry.
There's no sexy times.
Yeah, there's no sexy times, but just the act of kidnapping it, does that put you on the registry?
I don't think so. I think you actually have to admit it. You have to be convicted of committing a sexually based crime, like. You know, rape or molestation, something like that, I think.
Okay, so this is criminaldefenselawyer.com. So, I mean, grain of salt, you know.
Too legit to quit.
20 years or more are common for first degree or aggravated kidnapping. Minimal sentences of 5 years or more are common for second degree kidnapping.
Okay,
what is second degree kidnapping?
Isn't it unplanned? And then,
this is definitely unplanned.
How do you not plan a kidnapping in the second degree? A person is guilty of kidnapping in the second degree if he or she intentionally abducts another person under circumstances not amounting to kidnapping in the first degree. Shut up.
You criminal defense.
That is not, oh my
whatever,
God, that's
.com.
The best.
Hey.
That is, no, this is, so we live in Washington State. This is, WashingtonStateLegislature.gov.
Okay, so
like,
that's legit.
Government. RCW 9A.
So maybe we need to figure out what first degree kidnapping is, and then second degree is everything else.
That's amazing. I really love that. Kidnapping in the first degree. Now, this is Washington State. To hold him or her for ransom or reward. Yeah. To facilitate commission of any felony or flight thereafter. To inflict bodily injury, to inflict extreme mental distress, to interfere with the performance of any governmental function. That's
okay,
it.
Okay, so we're second degree.
Second degree kidnapping.
So we are second degree.
So 5 years.
5 years or more plus $10,000-ish dollar fine and 10 years probation.
Okay.
Okay, so if we decide to just come clean and hope we don't go to jail, but if we happen to go to jail for it, then we're getting 5 years on the kidnapping and the other one we murdered someone, so it's going to be longer than that.
Yeah.
Well, shit, we're kind of screwed a little bit on the kidnapping. More significant penalties are typically given in cases where the victim was injured, sexually assaulted, exposed to danger, or is a child.
Ah!
Damn it!
Okay, so then...
Kids these days, they just get all the breaks.
Okay, so Chris, knowing that our chances of going to prison are not zero, are you leaning towards disposing of the head?
Kinda.
Danielle, knowing that you can't lie, are you leaning towards taking the rap for the baby kidnapping?
Well, I'd like to think I wouldn't be taking a rap for anything.
Well, but knowing that that's a possibility?
Yeah, well, I mean, like, I find this head in my bed. Like, what if it belongs... Yeah.
That sounds like a nursery
rhyme. I know,
I'm
going to see if I can go all Dr. Seuss on this. What if it belongs to someone who is missing or... Like, it's, you know, they have a family that cares about them and they will be devastated if they aren't able to find the rest of this person. I don't know.
Okay, so that brings up another scenario.
Okay, what's that?
This totally sounds like a crappy NBC drama that airs this fall. Like, you found this baby in your bed, now it's your life's work to find its family.
I think that's more Hallmark than NBC.
I clearly would just put an ad on Craigslist. I found this baby. Is it yours? No.
You're right. You're right, Chris. Because if it was on like NBC, the big twist would be that the baby's from another time period. We're quantum leaping.
No, the big twist would be the baby and the disembodied head are actually
yours.
The same thing. And they're yours.
And they're from another time.
Oh, God.
And they're from another dimension. Dump, dump,
and they're going to have magical powers, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm thinking, what am I thinking? Okay, so another thing we haven't discussed, and I don't know if this how this ranks, but... What kind of mess are we talking about in our beds?
Well, that's up to you.
I will say, too, like, with the head, like, I would be so traumatized by that, I would never be able to sleep in that bed again. I'd be afraid every morning I'd wake up and there'd be another human head.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'd be freaked out.
Oh, God, whoa. I'd be afraid there'd just be babies all the time.
Babies.
You just put the head in a plastic bag, wipe off as much blood as you could, change the sheets, and flip the mattress.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I could detach.
Put
like
some bleach
that.
On that shit.
Yeah, this is not hard.
No, but okay. So you have a disembodied human head, and like, if it was disembodied somewhere else, which it was, because I'm the commissioner and I say it is, then most of the blood is gonna be somewhere else, but it's still gonna be like rotting slowly in your bed, and an infant. Is just going to be, like, shitting and spewing mucus and piss and shit and vomiting and whatever it is that infants do. Like, I'm thinking just cleanliness factor, maybe go the human head.
Oh, my God.
Also, if you go baby route, until you get it to wherever you're taking it, you have to take care of it. You have to keep it alive. I can't do that.
No. No, it is a miracle that I am alive enough to do this podcast, let alone if I had to take care of someone else.
Oh, goodness.
All right, so yeah, I'm going head.
I'm going head.
Oh, God.
For sure.
I don't know how I'm disposing of it yet, but I'm going head.
I might call the police.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm disposing of it. I'm taking that chance.
Oh, my God.
I'm thinking call the police. Be like, hey guys, I got this funny story. Because everything, all your alibi is going to be able to, Jesus, I can't even use words. This does not bode well for my interrogation.
Use your words.
Your alibi will be sound. Like, I got home from work. Here are the people that were at work. This is the bus I took at this time. here is, you know, you can go on the official records where I swiped the card and, like, it took away the, however, $2 that it took me to, you know, get on the bus. And then, like,
except
I went to...
That assumes that they believe you that you found the head when you say you found the head. You could have killed the person a month ago and now you have a guilty conscience.
Well, except they're going to know, they're going to be able to, CSI, like, they'll use, I don't know, microscopes and bugs or something, and they'll be able to tell whether the head was killed yesterday or a month ago.
And when was the head killed?
Yeah, we don't know when the head was killed.
It's a fresh, disembodied head. Human head. Fresh head.
I still say that's risky.
So is, you know, disposing, like, trying to throw away a human head in a dumpster, because if your shit gets caught... Guess what? You are definitely going to jail.
I trust my head disposal skills more than I trust cops to not railroad me.
Then I'm surprised. I mean, I don't want to argue. Like, you're entitled to your opinion. I'm just surprised, given that, you're going with human head versus infant. Because if you're trying to get rid of the evidence, infants are a lot easier to get rid of than a human head.
What?
How so?
How so?
Yeah, what?
What are you going to do with
method?
This baby?
You can drop them off at, like, fire stations or convents or, I don't know, other things? Hold on. I bet I could do a Google search for, like, how to get rid of a baby. Like,
but remember, you convinced me earlier that I need to not add lies to this, and so you have to tell the person, yeah, it was in my bed. Like, you're getting hauled to the police for that. Like, what the hell is going on?
No. You're the one. No, first of all, you don't need to explain anything. Like, you just drop them off with a blanket in a basket. Ooh,
you would
put them on a river?
Feel okay doing that? To
river?
Like, not handing it to a person?
Yeah. You can, like, knock on the door and then run.
That shit feels risky.
Really?
Yeah.
Riskier than trying to dispose of a human head?
It feels like with that method, there's some wiggle room that baby could die. Because you're just leaving that shit on a doorstep and running, like...
Okay, hold on. Shit, I just got a bunch of abortion links on the internet.
Well, yeah, if it's how to dispose of a baby.
Yeah, because I said how to get rid of a baby. Let's say infant.
Danielle, which way are you leaning?
You know, yeah. I'm torn on this. I think either way I'm going to end up talking to the cops. However, I'm kind of agreeing with Chris to an extent about the whole, like, tracking your actions type of thing. Like, my GPS is always on my phone. So, you know, I'm with my phone. I have my, you know, certain scheduled things that I do throughout the day. I have a certain work schedule where people can see where I am. I have a certain commute. I have a lot of things. So... I guess my whole thing would be to immediately call an attorney when I call the cops.
Need to have a healthier distrust of the man.
And not touch anything. So.
I mean, I just think you're, like, you gotta decide whether you're gonna call the cops or not call the cops, right? And if you're gonna call the cops, then you want the infant.
Well,
because at least no one's dead.
Well, I don't know. I guess my thinking is like, if there's a disembodied head in my bed, I have a responsibility to report it because, you know what? Someone murdered that person. There is a murderer out there that needs to be caught that chopped off someone's head and put it in my bed somehow.
Do you feel that you don't have the same obligation if you find a strange infant in your bed?
Well, yeah, I mean, I suppose that there is to an extent. We don't know how it got there. But at the same time, like an infant, I suppose, yeah, you could just leave it at a fire station or something like that. But I don't know. That seems kind of simple.
Okay, fine. You guys convinced me, baby.
Yeah, I'm
because
going.
At least
going.
Then no one died.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going infant.
Yeah, leave this baby somewhere safe.
Hey, we're unanimous. Right. Are we unanimous? We're all going to get rid of a baby?
We're all getting rid of a baby.
We're not
we're
getting
keeping
rid
a baby.
Of a baby. We are making
is anybody
sure
gonna try
a baby
and keep
is
the
cared
baby?
For.
Oh, man,
no,
maybe the
God.
Baby's Superman.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
The baby is not
then,
Superman.
Then I'm getting rid of the baby. If it's not Superman, I'm getting rid of it.
Also, If the baby's Superman, then he's going to grow up, and you're going to die because you're the foster dad of the baby Superman.
That's only in shitty Zack Snyder movies.
Oh my God.
And then I get to be Kevin Costner.
Dead Kevin Costner.
Okay.
Yes. Then you'll be the disembodied head. Ooh.
We're done.
Full circle. Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week, we discussed finding a baby or a dead head. Which would you choose? You can email us at TRTpodcast@gmail.com or tweet us at TortPodcast. You can even drop by our Facebook page and say hi. Have a great idea for a topic? Send us an email. And please don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout out. If you like the show, tell your friends and do us a favor and rate us on iTunes or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.